This week's tow away showroom have been sponsored by Men's World of 241 Golders Green Road. Tess Nissen, Wednesday the 13th of April, Diane Levy Yitzchak Raskin, Hilchus Bedikas Chometz.
Good morning. I'd like to say, first of all, Shkoyach for inviting me. Gives me a chance to rehearse my Shabbos HaGodol Drosha. I want to first say something which you won't hear from the Rav in your show. And this is two shilas. One is, the minig is when you sell the chometz, you give the Rav some shtatfers, people, whatever words they use. Can you use Meister money for that? Second question is, some people sell their chometz to two rabbonim, because they first go to one Rav and they want to give some cover to another Rav. He shouldn't feel bad, so they go to another Rav. Is that okay? Or is that an Irur? Exactly. And do you say that the sale to the second person invalidates? Is it an Irur? Is it a repudiation of the other sale questions? So the first question, one at a time. So the first question is, can you give the money for Meiser? The answer is that the minhag of paying the Rav, of course, is also schar kircha, but it is really a way of people expressing a hakoras hatov, appreciation, and it's a kovod. It's a way of, you have the idea of kavdehu mishal echov, and in Hilchus Tzedakah, the Rama talks about giving a Rav, etc., paying him not as one of the needy, is in the form of as you support the poor families in the Kehillah, but when you give him Bederach Kovod. And therefore, it is justified to give for a Meiser, so you can use your Meiser money for what you're giving the Rav, because it's more a Bederach Kovod, it's a way of Kovod, of giving him extra Hachnosa without embarrassment. Which therefore brings us to the other question of selling to two rabbonim, via two rabbonim. The truth is that you don't, when you go to the second Rav and you say, can you sell the chometz for me, you have no intention to cancel the previous sale. That's not your kavon at all. Your intention is that the sale should be valid. The only shaila is it gnevas das? The rabbonim just say, if you're not selling through me, it's grievous doubt, you are deluding me into taking the money from you. That the rabbonim don't ask such shailas. But going back to the word, that it's an union of kovod, so it's giving the rov a matnas yad in a respectable way, so it's not a grievous doubt either, because he knows and you know that you're doing it to be mahane. And therefore, I don't see it a problem of Gnevas Das either.
Can you sell a bit with each one? Share out what you're selling.
Pardon?
Can you sell a bit to each one?
You can do that also, but it's he doesn't need the extra hassle.
You may forget what you sold.
Which material is sold?
From the one who gets there first. Yeah. The one who sold it first. That's the one who just got.
The second one comes afterwards. He'll say, "This was mine. What right do you have to give it to somebody else?"
I don't know. So it's too. You came too late. We're sold, right?
But you sold it to me as well. I gave a deposit.
Yeah.
You're not selling.
Okay. So, all right. We'll deal with it. Okay.
Same role. Not the same guy. But the boy got the same
guy. Okay, let's now go on to a very common shaila which I want to deal with, and that is people travelling, leaving their whole home for the whole of Yom Tov, and they're going away to children, parents, etc., with the chiyuv of bedikas chametz. And you have l'chayre two options. Well, one option is to do nothing. But if you do want to do bedikas chametz, do you do bedikas chametz in one room before you leave, and then you lock up the house and you go away, and so you've done a bedikas chametz? I don't really understand. You do a bedikas chametz on the floor in the dining room, and you've got stacks of whiskey in the cocktail cabinet. It was a pshat from the bedikas chametz. and no one's going to be using it. But that is one possibility. The other possibility is that you'll go to your host, if you are there in time, for Bedikas Chometz, and you'll participate in the Bedikas Chometz at your host. These are the two options which I'm looking at. Okay. Now, there is a separate shaila. Does one have to do Bedikas Chometz in the room which is sold? Never mind travel. If I've got several rooms in the house, I have one room which I'm going to lock on Erev Pesach morning at, let's say, about 11 o'clock, and that's going to be sold in the Chometz. Do I have to do Bedikas Chometz there? So, as we know, the Chayodom and the Mordechayim, various Achroinim say, you have to do Bedikas Chometz. Why? Because the night of Bedikas Chometz, it's not sold yet. It says, in your Rishus. So you have to do Bedikas Chometz. The place is full of Chometz, and tomorrow it's going to be sold to the... But by night, you have to do Bedikas Chometz. That is the opinion of a couple of the Achroinim. The majority of Achroinim, Mr. Brewer brings also, the Minhag HaOlam is not to do Bedikas Chometz in the sold room. And the Chayyim says, it's a Dobar HaMistaver Mo'id. You've got the place full of Chometz. What are you searching for? It's all over. And why? Because this place is going to be sold. Therefore, you don't have to do Bedikas Chometz in that room. That is Minhag HaOlam, but one does not do Bedikas Chometz in the sold area. Now we're going to a different shaila. Not whether you have to be Bedikas Chometz the sold area, but can I sell off my whole property? And I want to just spell out, at least the shtar which I use, which is based upon the Baal Tanya's text, we sell the Chometz and we rent out the premises. I don't sell the house, I rent out, and the guy is, the agreement is he's paying a rent for 12 days, 13 days for the premises. And that's part of the kinyonim. You have like kinyon chotzer or kinyon agav, that by being koiner the rental, he's also koiner the chometz therein. At any rate, we're now dealing with now this question. Leaving home, and do you have to do bedikas chometz before you leave? So we have here a gemara in Pesachim, Omar of Yehuda, Omar Rav, HaMeforesh V'yotze B'Shayora, a fellow who is traveling. If he travels before 30 days before Pesach, he doesn't have to do Bedikas Chometz. Biur Chometz. If it's within 30 days, Zokok Levi, if he travels from home within 30 days, he has to do Biur Chometz. Comes along, there's one of the Rishonim known as the Ravyo. His sefer is called the Avihah Ezri. And the Ravyo, he comes along and he says like this. What did you say? According to Rava, within Shloshim Yoim, actually, let me tell this. Says Rava, that which you said before Shloshim Yoim, you don't have to do Bir Chometz, that is Ein Daiter Lachzer. But Daiter Lachzer, you have to be Bir Chometz even if you're going to leave month before. Again. It's, let's say, Hanukkah time, and you're about to leave, but you're planning to come back very close to Pesach. The Meiri says, it means Daiter Lachzer close to Pesach. Rashi says your intention is to return on Pesach. Let's visualize this. Let's say you have an apartment in Bournemouth, and it's 2 months before Pesach, you're there for a Shabbos. And you plan to come back to your apartment during Chol HaMoed Pesach. That's the next time you're coming. Daiti Lachzer, betoy chamoyed. So you have a chiyuv bedika. 2 months before Pesach, 3 months before Pesach, Daiti Lachzer. You intend to be there before you leave. During Chol HaMoed Shvat, you have to do bedikas chometz because Daiti Lachzer, betoy chamoyed. The Meiri and many Rishonim say not only Daiter Lachzer Betoy Chamoed. If Daiter Lachzer Korev Lomoed, if you intend to come back to Bournemouth the day before Pesach, it could be the day before Pesach. By the time you get there, you'll be so fayokt and busy, you'll forget about Bedikas Chometz. You won't have time to do Bedikas Chometz. So they say Daiter Lachzer even Korev Lomoed, but Korev Lomoed also you have to do Bedikas Chometz. Okay. So that we understand.
That if you intend deiter larze, you have to be by the chomer, that we understand. But ein deiter larze, you're going away, ein deiter larze. What does Rabbi say? Toich shloishim chayev livdoik. You're leaving your house, ein deiter larze, till after Yom Tov. You have to be by the chomer. So here you have it, already in the Gemara. You're going to leave an empty house, you don't intend to come back till after Yom Tov, you have to be by the chametz. That is your own house. Of course, we're talking about, you're going to say kol chamira. You're going to be mevatel your chametz, and still, you mustn't leave an empty house without bedikah because it's shloshim yom tov hachag. You've already been to the shir, you're already talking about your chasachag. So, toich shloshim, even an empty house, you have to be by the chametz. Now, comes along the Rav Yo, and he says like this, V'nidali, even it is a bais of a goy, if you're living you're tenant by a goy, and Yisrael is leaving the goy's house. What's going to happen now? You'll leave a week before Pesach. The goy is going to move in with the ganze chometz zayne. You have to be by the chometz. You're going to go out, the guy is coming in with stacks of chametz, and you have a chiyuv bdikah before you leave. And the chayre, you ask, Givalt, ein lecha hefka gadol mizeh? I've left a few biscuits there. But when I walk out of the house, the guy moves in, ein lecha hefka gadol mizeh? Says the Rav, yeah, you have to be by the chametz. Just a moment. V'hanim mili, when you are traveling, be meforish v'yotzei v'shayara. Avolim nichnas ha'yisroel l'bayis achet. But if you are moving into another house, yivdek shoma v'suloi boy l'mivdek b'hocha. So here we have a person is traveling a week before Yom Tov. Says the Rav Yo, if you are moving into another house, so you'll be bided there. If you're not moving into another house, you're going to be traveling. If you're traveling, you have to be by the chametz. What's the svara here? It would be enough to do bittel. Hefker. You don't have to be by the chametz. I can have my house full of biscuits and whiskey. And at a Pesach morning, kol chamiro ike b'shusin lebotel ke'afra diyadah. And I'm using that Torah, it's not mine, it's Hefker. With Rabban, they say we can't rely on Hefker. You have to physically be mevar. You have to physically get rid of it. No, so here, I'm moving out of my house, my rented house, yeah? The goy is moving in. So what is my Hefker about the Muhammad's in my house? Hefker. Hefker is not good enough. Because you have to be mevayr. If hefker is not good enough, and what happens if I move into another house? Why is hefker good then? Again, if hefker is not good enough when I'm a forest v'yotze b'shayoro, why is hefker? So what happens when I do move into another house? What happens with the chometz in the goy's house? What are you relying on hefker? So what's going on here? You follow one.
Whose house is the first house? Yours or the goy's?
He was a tenant by a goy. And he moved out a week before Pesach.
So you give the house back to the goy?
Yes, and the goy moves in.
And with everything that's in it? I mean,
yes. Shtai de Rav, the Rav Yo. Zok de Rav Yo. What is your heter? Hefker.
What heter? It's not mine anymore. It's finished. I didn't want to go back
to the tenant.
I don't care about
but it's your chametz.
I leave it there. You see, it's for him.
Well, you're a mafkir. You're relying on hefker.
Yeah?
Hefker. But you can't rely on hefker. Alright, that's out of your. Alright, very good, very good. So it's not your rishus anymore. So you should be able to rely on hefker. Yeah? It's like I put it in the park. Okay, so we must say that it's not the problem of the lack of hefker. Why? Because hefker, if it's in my premises, is a hefker. It's a kleine hefker. Hefker godel. Ein lecha hefker godel mizeh. A hefker godel that has no chance of becoming to it, and the goy is absolutely at his liberty to get to it, that hefker is acceptable. Is it per se, if I have a hefker godel, so why does the rabbi tell me to be better chavos before I leave the guy's house? Elamai, it's nothing to do. It's got to do with the chavos god.
All
right, he doesn't say that. But, okay, it's a chavos gavra that once it's become within shloshim yoyim lifnei Pesach, and you owned chametz and therefore was chal on you a chiyuv b'dika, so you mustn't relinquish that. You mustn't. You have to do bdika somewhere. Okay. So now we have the sheet of the Ravyo that bdika's chometz, if not bir chometz, is in addition to the fact that you have to get rid of any hefts of chometz in your possession. It becomes psashtikul chavas gavra, psafrumazach. You have to do the piyula, you have to go through the motions of bdika's chometz. Now I must tell you that in Mechaber, in Simur Tov Lamed Vov, he brings the Ravyo. The Mechaber pastors like the Tur in Tov Lamed Vov quotes the Ravyo and he says, Nisht. You don't need to. If you don't own it, there's no chiyuv if you've got no chomet, you've got no chomet. The Mechaber, the Beth Yosef and the Mechaber justifies the derech of the Ravyo. The Ramo is medical. I'm not sure what all Achronim paskin. I know what the Bushkanoch Rav paskins. He says, Hamachmir Yachmir Liatsmoy Veloy Lacherim. Was Machmir sein auf sich gesund zu hate? But if someone else asks you, you have to tell them that you don't have to be Vedic Chametz. That's the halach. Okay, so now, coming back to our parsha. When the fellow, what did the rabbi say? If you are meforish v'yoytzi b'shayoro, you have to be beidu chomes before you leave the house. But if you're moving into another house, you'll be beidu chomes there. What happens if you're not moving into your own house, but you're moving into someone else's house?
Into a hotel.
Or to the Eidim, or to your parents, whatever it may be. But you're not yotze b'shiyara. You're nichnas l'bayis acher. The Ravyo says, yivdeich shamo. You will do the bedik in the second place. But what happens if you're moving into your Eidim? Or some, you know, where to find, where, you know, where you're staying for Pesach. This is the sefer Oilas Shabbos. Oilas Tomid, Oilas Shabbos, the same sefer. So he says, when Mechaber quotes the Ravyo, he says, v'lo yikon is b'pesach b'bayis. So the says the Oilas Tomid, but if you are going to be entering into a Jewish house, into Beis Yisrael, you don't have to leave, to be boydik in the house of the Goy, because even if you're not going to do Bdikas in the second, Bdikas Chametz in the second house, because the Balabais will be boydik. Now listen to these last words. Ki oiso Yisroel hu shliach shel kol bnei abayis. So when I move into my son-in-law's house, I'm not going to get on all fours. He will, with the candle, but he is my shliach. Hester Meis. So when I go into his house, I am mekayim mitzvahs b'nigas chometz by shliach, as in my host. Okay. So then we go to the Rav. Very good. But by the way, I move into my Eidim a day before Pesach. I have a chiyuv b'dika there. Tell me, in a house you have children, Baruch Hashem, etc. Who's the chiyuv b'dika on? On the Baal HaBayis or Bnei HaBayis? Not the Baal HaBayis. Why? Because Chometz Sheloyu. Favostake. What's the reason for Bdikas Chometz? So, one reason is that you might come during Pesach and find something, and if you know, if you have a nice chocolate biscuit, Shema Yimtzaglus could offer. But the other reason is, you're going to make it hefker, you might not make it hefker sincerely. In a sense, the chiyuv b'dika is saying like this: if you just rely on hefker, midrabon and your hefker doesn't count, and you're back to Baal Yoroi. Got it? You're not allowed to own chametz on Pesach. Mina toira, hefker is good enough. Midrabon hefker is not good enough, and you're back to the ownership. And therefore, whereas mitzad the hazard of Shema Yishkach Glus Koyofe, that applies to everyone, to the Bnei Abayis, but that's not the primary chiyuv of Bdikas Chametz. The chiyuv of Bdikas Chametz is because of ownership. And therefore, the Bnei Abayis, who are not owners, don't have a chiyuv Bdikas. Because the chiyuv Bdikas, the onus of Bdikas, is on the owner. We're back into trouble again. Because when I move into my Eidim, if I move into my Eidim's house a day before Pesach, so I've not got any chametz there. I've got no chiv of Bdikas chametz. So it's very nice, if I move in a week before, and I might have chametz lying around, fashayich, then I have a chiyuv b'dike, my Eidim will get on all fours, and he's my shliach.
No
chiyuv b'dike. According to the Rav, he says, I have to be yotzim, once I've acquired a chiyuv b'dike, I have to do b'dike.
You got the house, you got the chometz,
then I have to be b'dike in the chometz in the house which I left.
It is yours. You make the b'dike there.
In other words, what I'm saying, you have a din of yotzim b'shayoro, and you have a din of moving to another house. What's the difference? Yotzim b'shayoro, you have to be b'dike in the goy's house. Nichnas the b'dike b'yisachah, you don't have to. Why? Because you're going to be b'dike there. But if you're not going to be m'kayim mitzvahs b'dike there, because you've got no chiv, so you're like the yotzim b'shayoro. So then you have to be b'dike a room before you leave.
But if you've got nothing, you don't need to be b'dike, you don't need to be b'dike.
But you had.
That's the Ravio.
He's saying that you have to. You're moving out of a Goy's house, Givald. You're leaving the you're leaving the house. The Goy's moving with all his chametz. On the dag of by the chametz. That's what Ravio says, because you had a chiv. And therefore, in our application, if you move out of your house, you sell the whole house to the Goy, you still have a chiv b'dike on Avad Gavra. How do you address that?
Maybe you should dafka make sure that you have a chiv b'dike in order that you can be mekayim the mitzvah of b'dike in that room where you are.
They appreciate this.
You've got the chovas gavra mitzvah of the other house. Yeah, you want to do a b'dike, you can't do it because the chometz belongs to your son-in-law. So you have your own chometz dafka on that night.
You have 10 crumbs.
You put down 10 pieces of your own, and then you can be mekayim the mitzvah.
Rent, paying somebody towards the room, and then
I want to clarify something. It's a lot of them have the eights of give him a pound and rent the room. So there's a shuv in Shevet Halevi, but he doesn't like that. That's because of the bracha. I heard of someone in Geir said, he wants to rent a room to make an abrocha of the b'dike. But make an abrocha as an apple. Oh, but I'm not talking about the brocha. I'm talking about the b'yotze shittas ravyo. In order that you should take be confident that you have a chi of b'dike, hasoicher solich livdeik. So like this. So I'm going to be mitzarev. I'm going to be mitzarev that the din is the ikir nish with the ravya. Minagat Ashkenaz, the Ramo says nish with the ravya. And the Shekhanoch Rav says, Hamach me yach me latz me veloy lacheren. Now, if I'm talking going to be by the chometz, I'll be by the chometz, my Edom's chometz, not my chometz. But I've not shirked from the mitzvah's dike. Ich hab yogita. Whether it is as my chometz or his chometz, but I've done the mitzvah's bedike, so I'm not thrown off the all of mitzvah's bedike. No, boss, it's not mine; it's his.
Surely he's got
the chiyuv
if he can make a
brocha. So I won't make a brocha. I'll yotze the brocha. No, boss, I want to be yotze the ravyo. So I'll give the edim a pound. I'll become a soicher, And not to make a bracha, because then the Rebbe Rav Wolfson is not very happy about it. And this way, and the Eidim et Hobna Fun Techet, Chavad are good. Okay. Just to finish off one practical thing, because we're running late, and that is like this. Something which I never noticed before, and as I was looking, preparing for Shiur and for this Piyak Pesach, there's a Chiyav Bedikah in the house, yes? What about a fridge? What about a freezer? Already a week before Pesach, or 2 weeks before Pesach, the freezer is made Pesach. So last night, this is the first time I've done it, so perhaps you'll say Shachiyano, but I didn't say Shachiyano because Chomet. But I took a candle, I was burning Chomet in the freezer. We already cleaned it, but before we start, the Bdikas Chometz, in a sense, is not ignoring all the, the work from the Baditchev, Kashrak, the Kratz and Shoibin, Raib and Keren, all the sweeping and rubbing and kratzing has been done before Pesach. It's not ignored. In a sense, this is the Gushpanke. This is the endorsement, the confirmation that all of that has been done kosher v'yosher. So, all right, before the freezer is going to be now going into Pesach mode, and the same thing before we're going to use the fridge, we're going to clean it before we line it. There's no sense in starting to be bdikah. Well, it's like a spaceship inside covered with silver foil. You first have to be beder chometz, and then you can, without a bracha, but with a candle, and I wish you all a kosher and failed and Pesach avort. A kosher Pesach and failed and Pesach. If you've done all the effort before Pesach, as Zosana kosher and Pesach, then you're deserving Zosana failed and Pesach.